Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
From our perspective, it is just something, it's a point of curiosity. Just like
it's a segment of this world that we, by and large, as a general rule, as we go through our scene, are not exposed to very much.
We'll enlighten
you. Or at least we don't think we are. Now, I've been telling him,
right.
Corby,
exactly.
All week long. I don't know if you've heard any of this, but I've been telling him all week long as we've talked about you guys coming up that he knows people who are in on this thing do this, and he has no idea that they do it, and he would be shocked to find out that they did.
Pull your mic closer to you, sweetheart.
Now,
yeah, right into it.
I believe that to be true myself. I think he still doubts that, but am I on track there with that idea, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that your bank teller's probably a swinger, and your checkout girl is a swinger, and your
it's actually probably your lawyer and your banker.
It's probably the more high-end people.
It seems to be more high-end, and I have no idea why that is, but we have noticed that for sure.
Most of the people that we meet are
doing well.
Extremely smart, affluent people.
Okay. All right. So let's start off with the married couple who's been married now for 11 years. How did you get into it? Like, what's the impetus? I mean, there's obviously something happened in your life where somebody told you about it. What was the spark for you guys?
Whose idea was it? Yeah. That's what I'm interested in.
Well, we met then.
I don't think it's prototypical at all for us. It was about 2.5 years ago that the talks of this began. And prior to this, we were very religious. We lost our religion. I'll say we became atheist. And from that point, we started questioning everything that we knew before. So marriage, monogamy, everything that goes along with it. And met a whole new group of friends that were, doing things that we'd never seen before. And talked about it a long time before we ever, pulled the trigger on any of it.
We interviewed people. We studied the whole thing. We talked about it constantly for 6 months.
And so you're married for 9 years or 8.5 years before this even becomes a consideration.
Yes.
Yes.
And would you say you had a healthy marriage prior to that? You were just interested in other things, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had a different set of beliefs at that point. And it just completely just changed on us, and we started questioning. And I mean, we'd always had there's nobody that's listening that won't say they don't have desires for other people.
Oh,
you know, you just depress them. And so we thought that's the right thing to do, and we just changed our mind about it.
And this questioning process is the thing that led you to this point.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. What about you two? Whose idea was
this?
Go ahead.
I was actually involved in that before I met him. We've been together for about 7.5 years, but my boyfriend prior to that relationship actually wanted me to be with other people and like that, and I've never been a jealous person. I like to see him with other girls, which is out there for some people, but I'm not a jealous person, and I understand that there are desires and needs outside of, just the two people together, which, like he said, everybody oppresses. And I thought that, I've always been a little bit outside that box. So I was okay with it going both ways before I met him, and then when we got together, he was not okay with me with other guys.
Yeah,
so
my background is very fundamentalist Christian background, and my parents were very conservative, and that's just not how I was brought up. And
right.
But
he was okay with other girls.
I was okay with other girls.
Yeah, he's so fundamentalist, but he was okay with other girls.
So it got to the point to where, we were hanging out with a bunch of different girls, and I had to reevaluate and say, well, how is this fair? If I get to hang out with all these other girls,
Right.
So you came around to this conclusion with no real working from her? You just kind of arrived there on your own?
I completely backed off and let it go. And because I do enjoy the other aspect of it, but, I thought, I love him very much. I thought if he's never okay with that, I am okay with that. That's fine.
Okay, well, how do you...
coaching for me, too, by the way. I gave Sean a little trash saying, hey, it's a deal here. This is a little unfair.
All right, so how do you broach it to a guy who is, you guys what? You meet at a Chili's or something, and then how do you, your first date, you start talking about it?
No.
Actually,
wait.
We did meet.
Wait.
You mean when we met?
Yeah.
We met in Padre, actually.
Okay.
So it was under...
Where love happens.
over and over again.
All right, so you guys meet, and so at what point in your relationship do you bring up, hey, this is what I'm into?
actually the first night that I hung out with him.
Oh, was there another girl involved?
No. Not at all. His friend in the room. But he said no, so.
Yeah.
And he kind of thought I was a freak at that point.
I thought she was a porn star.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only porn
that
stars.
That because I had various regions pierced. So
here you are, all fundamentalist and Christian and conservative and everything, and here
really
you
not
are.
By that point.
No, he wasn't by that point?
Well, he was not by that point. I mean, that's how he was raised.
In a way, yes. I still had my backbone where I wasn't going to go past this point, and it
right.
is what it is.
And here you are down in Padre, and you meet this girl who is a near porn star and everything like that.
To me, she was, yeah.
To you, she was.
Yeah.
And you guys, that seems like a kind of a strange liaison between you two.
Right. And so, I mean, we hung out the whole time, got together, and then it just blossomed from there. And then, you know, we started hanging out with different girls. And then we finally got to the point to where I said, you know, hey, I got to the point where, and that's another thing about this whole deal is that you have to have respect for one another. Honestly, mm-hmm. on a serious mm-hmm. tone, you have to have respect. And she would respect me if I said, no, I never want to do that.
Sure. So you would have been cool with that? Like, yeah. You would have stayed with him?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Abandoned your evil ways and all that?
Who says they're evil?
Well, yeah,
no, that was fine with me. That was really fine with me. And I, like I said, I did enjoy the other aspect of it with the girls, so that was fine. But I, you know, obviously, I thought it would have been cool if that was, you know, was able to be both ways. And so...
Okay, so you bring up an interesting point here, too, because... And by the way, this is very stream of consciousness, and we're probably going to jump all over the place. But you said that you were cool with, you know, the whole girl thing.
Right.
And I think that would be inherently my problem if I was to get into this, is, like, knowing that, all right, well, there she goes off with some dude, and then I'm like, oh, man, that's really a bummer.
And not necessarily goes off.
Well, like, okay, sharing, whatever the case is. But
sometimes
I think I would be weirded out by that. What got you over the hump?
Honestly, it was just the fact that I thought that if I was getting to do this over and over and over again, then, you know, you gotta, at some point you gotta trust that you're in a really good relationship. You're getting one side of this. And then you say, hey, I've got to be open and willing to understand that she wants the same thing.
You reach a point to where you realize you have to extend that same trust.
Exactly.
And it's trust to a certain level. I mean, it's just it's one certain type of relationship. It doesn't impede on yours. Sorry.
Okay, so how do you keep jealousy out of this?
Learned behavior.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think jealousy is a natural thing. I think it's a learned thing. From a lot of things that I've read, jealousy is really something that our society really teaches us, that you're supposed to be jealous if your husband looks at another girl. You're supposed to be jealous if your husband says, that girl's hot. No, you don't have to be jealous. There's a thing called compersion. And that's where you really get joy from seeing your partner have joy and happiness and being fulfilled. And then when they get fulfilled, or, you know, you get this new, you know, when you have that new relationship energy when
yeah.
you're with somebody, you know, when you get that, when your partner is with, you know, somebody new and they have this new relationship energy, and when, you know, they're done, you know, hanging out or whatever, and they come back to you, you have, like, this amazing energy together because they bring that back to your relationship.
But there's never any of this,
oh, yeah, it's
gosh,
there.
She's a
it's
little
there,
bit too
obviously.
Into this, or he's a little bit
human.
Too into that. Or,
I mean, look at
and then you talk.
Look
you
at
talk
me and
about
look
that.
At her. It's this. I mean, this isn't fair. So, yeah, I mean, there's absolutely jealousy. But the thing you get over it. You just learn. I mean, the first time that I saw her with somebody else, a huge pit in my stomach and, you know, freaked me out, and I was, you know, a little tweaked by it all. But at the same time, there's this excitement of knowing that you've broken free of these, you know, these bondage that society holds you to and says that you have to be a certain way.